I conceive of God, in fact, as a means of liberation and not as a mean to control others. So said African-American author James Baldwin. Be here, be you, be loved. So we say here at Christ Church Cathedral. As we are gathered here this morning, there is a celebration going on a few blocks away. Out there, it is commonly referred to as the annual Gay Pride Celebration. In this holy place, I would like to think that today and every day, we proudly celebrate the inclusive love of God for each and every one of us. This observance is very poignant for me as I think about all the hatred and violence that I've seen in my lifetime, and again recently, that has been directed at people simply based on who they are and who they love. I was scanning Facebook yesterday and I came across a post that one of our fellow parishioners had written. As I read it, I wept. He spoke about coming out. For those of you that may not have seen the post, let me share with you what Tim Youngman wrote. And by the way, he has given me permission to share this. He wrote, "Here's the thing about coming out. People often speak about it as a one-time event, but coming out is a continual process. Each time you start a new job, move to a new city, or make a new friend, you come out. When you employ the services of financial advisors, insurance agents, or a lawyer, you have to come out. When I sit in a meeting with my customers and they talk about their opposite sex partners and children, I have the uneasy feeling of being an other. It's been 23 years since I came out for the first time, and I still get nervous, perhaps even afraid, when I am faced with the challenge of coming out again. When all of the pride celebrations are over and everyone goes home, I am still just a guy coming out." I too know something about coming out. I also know the pain and isolation of not living a truly authentic life. I know something about having to carve out a life in the in-between places and trying to find light in the darkness. Coming out was a very dangerous enterprise, and it still can be. In our day, you could lose your job, your home, your family, your friends, your reputation, your church, your children, and yes, even your life. So many of us have lived a life of denial. The question always lingered, will they still love me if they know I'm gay? The they especially being your family and your friends. I often wonder what God was thinking the day I was created. Let's see. I think I'll make you female, and I'll make you black, but not really. You'll be the first of 9 children in a family. You'll have a caustic sense of humor that not everybody will appreciate. And wait, I know. I'll make you gay, too. There, you're done. Let's see what you do with this. good luck. Most gay people I know have led very difficult lives, especially if they're my age. We have learned many things the hard way, and unfortunately, the bad things are often the biggest teachers. Most of us were afraid we wouldn't be accepted. We've been the butt of jokes. We've been discriminated against, hated and vilified, pointed out, disowned, maybe beaten, and perhaps killed. So then why do we come out? Well, because our truth will set us free. And the most powerful thing that you can be in this world is yourself. We just want to be honest. Some things must be said if things are ever to change. We should all want to become more authentically ourselves. None of us should have to alter who we are or who we love just to be accepted by others. You know, for many years, the sacraments of the church were denied to openly gay people. So what then, for those of us who were faithful, was our sacrament? Gay author and activist Chris Glaser suggests that coming out itself is our unique sacrament, revealing the sacred in our lives. Our worth, our love, our beloved, our context of meaning, our community, and our God. He frames coming out as an act of vulnerability, much like a sacrificial offering of ancient times that invokes God's presence and affects reconciliation. He suggests that coming out, like other sacraments, may serve as a means of grace. That is an expression of God's unconditional love. He says, and I quote, "Coming out serves as a universal experience, thus a sacrament in which all are welcome to participate. Our own coming out invites others to share their secret selves and to risk intimate disclosure." In this act of coming out, the faithful are not alone. We are accompanied by a God who comes out of the closet of heaven, revealing Christ's self in intimate and surprising and wonderful ways. Beloved ones of God with me today, hear the good news proclaimed in the gospel. God will calm the storms of injustice, hatred, bigotry, and fear of differences. We are indeed all in this boat together. But God has reconciled us to himself and to each other through the caring and grace made possible through the Great Commission that we simply love one another. In the embrace of God's love, we are all free to live authentic lives, accepted and affirmed as beloved children of God. And as we are joined together with one another in Christ, let our lives bring compassion, love, and justice into existence in the world. O God, whom no imagination can encompass, no definition can fully explain, and yet who delights in our many expressions of love, keep our hearts ever expanding so that we might rejoice in the extravagant and never-ending abundance of your grace. Amen.